I'm ready. Let's do this.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay. At San Diego Comic-Con on Saturday, director Ryan Coogler announced who will take on the role of the new Black Panther.
I want you guys to give a warm welcome to our new Black Panther, Mr. David Johnson.
Yeah. So 32-year-old David Johnson will portray T'Challa's adult son in Black Panther 3, slated for release on December 15th, 2028. That's not even next year. That's the year after that. Marvel's Comic-Con panel included, accidentally included, Ryan Reynolds dressed in an all-denim Deadpool costume, vying for a spot in Avengers Doomsday.
When do you start filming? Wait.
Doomsday?
Doomsday? It's Doomsday. When does that start shooting?
It's in the can, bro. Look around you. Did you bump your head?
Yeah, that's Robert Downey Jr. I can't tell if he's making a joke or if he really just doesn't like Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Gosling will star as Ghost Rider in a new standalone film.
Is this really happening? This is a character I've wanted to play for a very long time. Paul H., thank you.
Yeah, so that film is slated for release in 2028. Comic-Con weekend also brought Rick Moranis at the Spaceballs sequel panel, and people haven't seen him in forever. The Odyssey won the box office for a second weekend. It's made over $600 million globally. Y'all, I'm going to warn you, though, if you go see it, take earplugs. It was loud. And David Lee Roth has canceled nearly all dates of his North American tour, keeping only an August 7th performance at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Carolina. But Sammy Hagar jumped online and invited David Lee Roth to his Las Vegas residency.
Come to Vegas for the residency in September. Come on, join us. Sing a couple songs, MC the show. Come out and just do what the you do, which is pretty entertaining. Anyway, hope you're well. I really do. God bless, brother.
That's nice of Sammy Hagar. David Lee Roth hasn't responded. Emma Roberts got married in Idaho on Saturday. And yes, her auntie Julia Roberts was there. Toy Story 5 surpassed the $1 billion mark at the global box office. It's the highest grossing movie of the year so far. And a YouTuber was doing a video at Venice Beach and asking people about making it in L.A. And then he walked up to Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen while they were surrounded by a crew shooting a scene for season two of The Studio. They were, I don't know, nice about it, I guess.
How you doing? I just want to say hi.
No, we're working.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Good, good. Any advice you got to anybody trying to make it in L.A.?
Enjoy your life. Be a kind person.
How you doing?
I'm good. Please just give us a little
break. Wait, can I get any advice for anybody trying to make it in L.A.?
I would say don't with people as they're trying to make their show. That's probably not a good idea. So.
I mean, it's hard to.
Advice I could give.
One advice, please. One advice.
Be yourself.
Okay, so Seth Rogen says be yourself, and Jonah Hill says be nice. Although I've heard Jonah Hill's not that nice. I mean, that's just a little dirt. This is the actual dirt alert. Former Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide actress Jennifer Hyatt Tadmori, who is 37 now, went viral after sharing a video showing her residual payments. She totaled them up. She played Doris Tremblay in 11 episodes.
So for Ned's Declassified, that brings me to a grand total of $8.63. With 90210, $30.06. Maybe I can go buy a coffee at Starbucks. Do I even report this to the IRS?
Yeah, you do, honey. It doesn't matter how little it is. You got to report it anyway. Oh, that's hilarious. People always think that residuals are huge for everyone. Yeah, no. What was it? Weird Al had one for the movie UHF that was like 3 cents or something. So anyway. All right. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except?
What can I say except you're welcome?
Yeah, that's what I say.